Cats Takeover Day. Amazing deal on offer all today until 6 p.m. Buy one general admission membership. You get the second one for free, two for the price of one. And that is value. That is absolute value.
Isn't it just?
And a man on the line now who can guarantee value for this season because he will be part of the Cats effort in a big way is Patrick Dangerfield. Good morning, Danger.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Really good. You're giving your personal endorsement on this two for the one, two for the price of one deal?
Yes, and we will not lose a game all season. We may not lose a game for the next 3 years. So
yes, that's what we like to hear, Danger.
Awesome, mate. Okay, so look, it's a big year. Got so close yet so far last year. I want to start by asking you how the groin's feeling because that was a bit of a problem last year.
Bit of a weird question, we know, but
it is. It's actually, I caught up with my nan last week. She came, she's 93. She turned 93 a couple of weeks ago. Oh. It's the first thing that she asked. It's a really random thing for a grandma to ask. Yeah. How are your groin feeling? Thanks, Nan. They're feeling wonderful and appreciate you asking. No, they're feeling good. Bit of a delayed pre-season, but yeah, back into the full swing of things now, and they've been training with the main group for the last couple of weeks. So yeah, it's good to be feeling good this time of the year.
Yeah, and we noticed that I've been checking out your Insta, and you've been doing a bit of travelling, doing a bit of fishing. You love your fishing, mate. And have you got any fishing tips for those people out there that don't catch as much as you do?
It doesn't mean I necessarily catch. That's the pitfalls of social media. You only see the good rather than the hours it takes to get them. It's the first time I've really fished over the whole summer. It's been pretty disappointing, to be honest, but just snuck down to the Otways, the back of Lawn there. There's some great walks up there, so I'd encourage anyone that whether you like to wet a line or you just like a nice bush walk, or Erskine Falls and up around that region, it's just picturesque and it's on our doorstep.
Right, might cross paths with Danger if you're lucky.
Yes, that'd be good.
Hey, you are the president of the AFL Players Association. So in terms of rule changes and some amendments that they've made this year, the man on the mark rule, how do you feel about that? And do you think it's going to really affect play this season?
I think it will affect play. I think one of the challenges last season, because quarters all of a sudden became shorter, it just became really difficult to arrest momentum. So I think this season that'll become easier because the quarters are longer. But it is harder to arrest momentum when you can't funnel the opposition team into playing down a certain part of the ground. Mm. And that's generally done by standing the mark well and then sort of setting up around where that player has the ball. But this new interpretation and the change to stand now makes that side really difficult. So I think we're going to see games where there's a lot of marks that have been taken. Now, that doesn't necessarily, for me anyway, equate to a better spectacle. So I think we'll need a greater sample size to really pass judgment. But we're just going to make sure that we don't want to turn it into a game of keepings off. I think the contest is still such an important and critical part about what makes our game unique and fascinating to watch and generates the highlights that we all enjoy. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think the reduced rotations is going to be a significant impact for players, especially when we've come from a reduced length of games like we have last season to, you know, what we experienced over the weekend. There were games that, you know, went well into the 130-plus minutes. So that's a significant increase. And generally what happens when you have that sort of ramp is an increase in injuries. So we've got to be cautious as an industry that we, you know, we're aware of all that, those sorts of things.
Yeah, you don't shy away from the big issues. You know, you don't sit on the fence, which is great. And I noticed that you're a scone man, and I'm not talking about giving someone a good sconing, as in when you grab their head and you shake them with the knuckles. I'm talking scones as in dessert. Now, when it comes to big issues, jam before cream, cream before jam, which way do you go, Danger?
No, I'm very much a jam before cream sort of person.
And yeah, thank God.
My favourite scones are the Lighthouse Tea Room, there isn't it? Beautiful little establishment.
Yeah.
So if you are looking for the greatest scones, I would suggest there. raspberry jam, and away you go.
Amazing.
You are the local guy. Local Lynch. We love it.
Yeah, the man from Moggs Creek too, and I don't know, you would be across this because you're across social media, and this set social media alight last year during the finals, and I thought I'd share it with you and get your reaction from
it. You don't have it.
In front of all the people.
You don't have it.
Loggy got on during the finals last year. It was either after, I can't remember whether it was after the Collingwood game or the Port game. Regardless, you won both, so amazing. But she was pretty pumped up. Now, her boyfriend is Jim, and he is a huge Cats fan. Mm. And she posted this video of a song that she had written called "Party in Moggs Creek." Okay. So if this is the first time you're hearing this, Danger, which I'd be very surprised, but sit back and enjoy this. It only goes for 20 seconds. Here we go.
We're going to Moggs and we're going to get up. We're going to party in Moggs Creek. Jamie, are we going to party in Moggs Creek? Jamie! How good's Danger? We're going to party...
I'm so sorry.
That is as good as it gets.
I know you're a Bruce Springsteen man, but look, we might have to add that into your Spotify rotation as well, okay?
Bruce is in trouble, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh,
can we party in Moggs Creek, though, if all goes well? Well, it will go well, but when it does, can we party in Moggs Creek?
Oh, no doubt, as long as you know... past 7 o'clock, you keep it quiet.
Yes.
Right. COVID all safe right. as well. All right.
COVID safe.
Danger, mate. We've got to let you go, but it's been a joy to talk to you this morning. We're very excited for what's in store this season. We're right behind you. We know you guys can take it that final step, and we'll be with you all the way. Thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, once again, I encourage all Cats fans to sign up. The best part of our game is playing in front of you guys, and we experienced that again on the weekend. It was just great to have it back. So thanks again.